What are the operational questions? The thing that I was put it in the agenda, that is the different kind of service and tables. It is a very inconvenient one, but sorry, we have to update time to time, and if we send out such kind of questionnaires, then please, I have to say sorry, but ask you to fill in, and because that is the only method that we can have an overview how many people are involved and what kind of the technical background they have and so on and so on. I don't want to speak about much more. One thing is that the last contractual period we Volker worked out a new teleconferencing questionnaire, which is I think we will use in the future for the data data tables. Will we use another one? I don't know. It's maybe that we have to think about, but I don't know. But if you have any better idea for that, then please, we can discuss about. Okay. Then we have to speak about the working groups. Formerly we have a lot of working groups. We have the technical contact persons groups that we are. And that is, I think it is an active group. We have also JET users group. Open said I don't know too much from the activity. To me is not too much feedback. Time to time we get some user requests, but from users group I don't know. All these groups has also. You can get the information from the JET users page, and they also has the list with the names of the persons and also mailing list. Then we have telecommunication subgroup. It is it works since 2002. There is also a mailing list, but it is working. Works as a group now, I wouldn't say, but we have it, and independently upon we are working together, and not as special as a group, but it exists. We have then also the computer network security group. In my opinion, it is a formal group because when it was started, it worked. Together, and it was based on the EBDA letter request, but I don't see too much activity from this group. And we have also the MDS Plus group, as it was set up by JET collaboration physicists in 2001. So what I wanted to say with this, we have some questions. I put it together some questions. Do we need all these working groups? Do we need to set up new ones? And how to increase the efficiency? That all it has connections, all these questions, because you know that this present organization of the RP activities as a very loose activity, and this is not... It's based in the voluntary community. Time to time is effective, but I would say that not often it is clear because everybody is busy in the home institute and times they have the feeling that it is a last to do anything else. We have also another question that how to involve much more the so-called new labs. They are not anymore so new, but how to involve, and especially the small labs, where a few people are not too much, and then how can they get better contact with to us. And I put the question, how to mobilize the technical contact persons. If we ask something, to get an answer, it's very, very hard.
Okay, About the external contact, we have contact with non-EU fusion activities. The following organization, Fusion Grid, ESNet, Terino organization. Then we also have contact to the national organizations, Janet, Vinata, Gardi, Etin Hungarnet. And I think it's all, there are also working contacts and all everywhere. If you have more, then please tell us. And then, okay, we are taking part in different kind of scientific conferences, which is also which were relevant to the technical field of the remote participation. Such kind of conferences was the IEEE MPSS conference, real-time conference. Then the fifth IEEE technical meeting, which was organized in which was organized by IEEE and together with the Hungarian fusion group, and I think it was also very important for us too. And we have also the ECALEX meeting. It was visited by Paul Karipay in Indian North. And we were also taking part in Terino networking conferences, and we got contact with Terino participants and Terino development. And we had a different kind of seminars, which was held at non-EBDLEX, and by Poker in California, and President in Institute of Technology, and Sofia San Diego, and I myself had some presentation about this kind of problematic in Hungarian, for the Hungarian networking conferences. I think it's all what I wanted to say, and it's a kind of a little bit to show you that we have other activities too. Okay, it's 4 o'clock. If you have some question or remark, then please can you tell? Nothing. Did I understand well? Well, here is a question. No? Okay.